Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You don't always have time to listen to the entire show, even though we'd like to believe that that's what you do. So, in the interest of that, we've picked what we think is pretty good. So here's 15 pretty good minutes of the Jet Buchanan Show. Thanks for listening.
On the app.
Check out the Jet Buchanan After the Show on the radio.com app. Just search Jet Buchanan.
All right, get me caught up on Vanderpump Rules. You spent an entire afternoon earlier this week getting yourself caught up, and the Jax and Brittany saga got you agitated.
They're both servers together at this one restaurant. They've been together for like 2 years.
Is she hot? I got to look her up. I don't watch Vanderpump Rules. I've dipped my toe into the Real Housewives arena, but I'm not Vanderpump yet, which I understand is a really good show.
She is beautiful, and she's got a Kentucky accent.
This is what I
say. So she's a pistol. Mm-hmm. So anyway, they have been dating for like 2 years. Jax is kind of notorious for being the bad boy on the show anyway. They had a huge fight when they were in Kentucky. Jax came back. Came back to L.A. Brittany stayed behind for a little bit longer. He ends up hooking up with this former server from the same restaurant. Brittany finds out the following episode because Jax comes clean to her and tells her, hey, I hooked up with this other girl.
Okay.
So she ends up, they get into a huge fight, but ends up going, we're going to work through this. Not necessarily forgiving him at first, but we're going to work through this and we're going to make it. So they stay together up until the last couple of episodes. Because they're working through it, but she continues to hold it over his head, even though she has said, we're going to stay together and get through this.
And then he finally cracked, and the final straw was he got this dream job in Tampa?
He got an offer for a job in Tampa, right. Yes.
And so then they're talking about that, and she even finds a way to torture him. she finds a way to torture him in the middle of that conversation.
You're going to make me turn down the dream job?
Well, I've also had a dream of being in a happy relationship and being 100% loved and not cheated on.
All right, I'm going.
There's
That's it. I'm burnt the out of the constant battling, and it's like stuck in my chest right here. It's like right here.
Huh.
I know. Well, this is the fact. This is at least 6 months plus after the whole thing is over. Uh-huh. And I'm like, at one point, you can't keep holding that over his head.
We kind of dabbled in this yesterday, didn't we? At some point in the show. How long you took them back? They cheated. You took them back. How long do you get to torture them for this? Davey, I hear you typing away in the other room.
Sorry.
No, it's okay. I thought you were writing out your thoughts.
You were.
Yes, Let me tell you.
I was.
It's your diary.
Yeah, I didn't know. Yeah. I didn't know. Maybe it was journaling.
As the show's going on, I journal.
Yeah, sometimes you got to write it down. You can't just spit it out there to the universe. You got to make a record of it. Davey, how long... have you been in this spot? I get the idea that when you were younger, you were a player.
Yes, I've been in this spot.
Cheated on or you were the cheater?
Both.
Once a cheater?
Really?
No, both. It wasn't a full-on relationship. It was more so we were just dating on my end. But when I got cheated on, we were together for a year.
Oh, and knowing what I know of my brother, Davey the Show Killer... you never let her forget it to the point of where she broke up with you because you wouldn't let it go. You took her back because you wanted the accessible. And you took her back and you tortured her with it every time she even looked at another dude.
You know me too well.
I do.
You know
Are
me too
you
well.
Serious?
I do. That's why you're Mr. Chet.
So now knowing that, with that in mind, and having the benefit of experience.
Yes.
How long do you get to torture them if you've taken them back?
I mean, where my mind went first was 90 days, 3 months. 3 months.
Like health insurance.
3 months. You get through it. You work it out. You probably fight a little bit.
3 months?
It's a long time.
It is.
How long did you torture her before she broke up with you?
2.5.
Exactly. What are you talking about? The 3 months. The 3 months might be excessive.
True. That might be too long then. Good point.
I'm just curious. 702-364-9898. They cheat on you. You take them back. How? I think Abby and I are on the same page. I think maybe we're on the same page. How long do you get to torture them if you take them back?
You never get to actually torture them. If you forgive them and take them back, you can be more suspicious for a couple months of, you know, wanting to know exactly what time they're going to be home and stuff like that. But you never get to torture them. You should not be in a relationship where the goal is, how long can I torture you for this?
You don't have that goal. I understand you don't have that goal. Right. But you do have a time period where you are allowed to take shots. And in future fights, if they're knockdown throwdowns, you're allowed to throw the jab. It's part of the fight.
I appreciate
it.
And let me finish, please.
Yeah, and then we. Yeah.
The idea is, in a big fight, you're allowed to do that. Just like they're allowed, you're allowed to throw things at them that you've had in the past, because that's what you do in a fight.
Oh, that's so ugly. I couldn't do that.
Good for you. You're a better person.
Amen, yeah. Abby, you and I do relationships the same way. Because I say, you know, if you've forgiven him, that's it. And then, like Spence, fighting's part of the deal with him. Yeah. Fighting's part of the deal with him, and I think it spices it up. And I just can't live it that way. 702-364-9898. Let's go.
The Jeff Buchanan Show on 98.5 KLUC.
So this whole Vanderpump Rules thing is kind of an interesting dynamic that this Jax guy cheated on this Brittany, and she took him back, forgave him, right?
Yes.
Forgave him.
And then she ended up saying, like, 6 months, continually through the 6 months they've been together. It's been 6+ months.
Oh, you said earlier that it was a couple of months.
Like 6+ months now. And so they're in Mexico doing a trip, and he brings up that he's got a great job opportunity.
She ain't that hot. She ain't that hot. You know what I mean? And then she tortures him in the middle of that. So how long do you get? Another vote for Teresa says, if you take him back, you don't get to torture him at all.
That's right.
Yeah. Because what's the point of taking him back is what I say.
Yeah, you can't look in the future if you're looking in the past, and you can't build that trust. There's a trust issue in all this, too.
If
you're going to build it up, you can't be doing that. It's just not something that's going to work. Like he said, he's tired of it. And I would too. I would get tired of being nagged all the time for a mistake that I did. It's got time to move on.
Yeah. Kayla, thoughts?
It's just reiterating that point. It's like, how can you build a strong relationship by continually throwing it in their face? I get it if you have trust issues, but you shouldn't be throwing it in their face. You should say, if you're dealing with that issue at that point, going, hey, this just brought up really bad memories for me. I know that's bad, but we need to kind of discuss. You shouldn't be continually holding it over their head, though. That's so bad.
Then I question why. Okay, help me with this then. Let's play this role. Actually, and let me bring in Alicia, because Alicia's lived this. Let me start with you, Alicia, and then maybe we can build off of what you have to say. I'm confused. You were cheated on during your 10-year anniversary? What happened?
And it wasn't during the anniversary. What had happened is earlier that year, I consider myself a good looking girl, I have to say, but he just stopped completely talking to me whatsoever about 3 months prior. And we used to have great trust. We were best friends, and that's why the marriage lasted so long. As far as I knew, it was still doing okay, and then all of a sudden, I pick up his phone to give it to him. There's 3 messages on how things went the other night.
Right. Okay, let's move past that. So let's move past all of that.
Right.
So you went, I mean, because that this part of it is not really what we're talking about. So you got cheated. If I can move us forward, because literally we're out of time. But you got cheated on, you got a divorce, and then you got back together. How long?
We are currently together.
I'm sorry?
We are currently together.
Correct.
I believe right away you should try the best you can not to bring it up. I mean, yes, it may come up. Do the best you can. I mean, if he's on Facebook all night again, yeah, I can't help. I don't want to throw it at his face, but you kind of can't not.
Okay, then let me ask you this question, because this is what I was hoping to lead up to. Then why take him back in the first place?
Kids, son, I kind of love them. It's a lot of years. It's a lot of years.
A lot of investment.
But aren't you your actions? So if he is a cheater and you don't trust him, then your relationship has no solid base anymore.
Well, there's always circumstances that lead up to that cheating.
Sure.
I was really, really sick in the hospital for a long time prior to him cheating, and I just wasn't available.
Oh, God,
like
that's
I was
even...
when we first met.
I'm sorry, that's even more reason why he shouldn't be cheating on you. But I guess to stick to the very fine point of this, but you said, okay, you love him. And by the way, I'm not attacking you. I'm truly curious. You love him, and it's for the kids and all that. So you're going to take him back. Aren't your actions just as bad by not letting it go? Like, if you're going to take him back, shouldn't you take him back and that's it?
I agree. I mean, like I said, it's hard not to bring it up because I might be the ruiner of the relationship this time, and I can admit it.
Yeah.
Because sometimes you can't let it go, but, you know, it's that whole trying to make it work. I mean, I believe in marriage. I think it is a kind of forever thing. People make mistakes.
Yep.
So, in the fin, it is, you shouldn't, you should do the best not to. Yes, the past is the past. You take that person back. Don't do the best you can not to throw it in their face.
Yeah. Well, God bless you. We love you. Thank you for sharing the story.
Bye.
Hopefully, sometimes that's therapeutic, and
it
hopefully,
is, yeah.
Hopefully, that's what we were able to provide for her today. That's
this is the Jeff Buchanan Show.
Let's go
on 98.5 KLUC.
Thank you to our buddies at Planet Fitness, an official sponsor of the Chet Buchanan Show. Big party on Friday from 4 to 6. New location, Maryland Parkway in Sahara. I heard taco truck. That's
taco
all
truck.
I need.
That sounds delicious.
We're playing the music. We're going to give away a whole bunch of stuff. And I will bring more Chet Buchanan Show t-shirts and hats.
Okay.
That we will give away. Here's the code word. I'm P1AF. I'm
okay.
P1AF. That'll be that way. I'll know that you want a shirt and a hat.
Gotcha.
And I'll hide them from everybody else.
Very good.
How about that, Davey? Who's playing who in the room?
Brittany Jacobs from Anthem.
God, if there's a show that has more fun than we do, I want to know who it is,
because
this is awesome. Brittany, you ready to play?
Hello.
I'm guessing the answer is no. You're not ready to play.
I am not ready.
Are you ready to play now?
Yes.
Okay. We need a number between 1 and 250.
197.
Oh, good lord!
Wow, that's okay. Page 8.
It's way in the back. Let's wait. 216. What? 197?
Yeah.
Okay. 197. Ah, who in the room is most likely to Google everybody they meet? Who in the room is most likely to Google everybody that they meet? Brittany.
Kayla?
I sound like you? I didn't have you.
No, I mean, no. It would not be me. It would be Spence. Mainly because he is the stats and information department.
And he's pervy.
Yeah.
Yes.
I say that kindly.
Yeah, because it sounded kindly.
No, I'd be, honest to God, I'd be a close second. I would pick you, but I'd be a close second.
No, yeah.
I do it all the time.
I disagree. That's Kayla.
Why is that mean?
Kayla's a snoop. She would snoop out who this person was and would try to find out more about them.
I do like finding out like little tiny information about people. So.
Brittany, I'm Googling you right now.
My God, you are scantily clad in that photo.
What did I just say that you were mad about? And then you turned around into that.
You searched it out and showed me. What was I supposed to do?
I didn't yet, but I will soon. Brittany, if we Googled you, what would we find?
Baby pictures of my baby.
Right? Are you that mom on Facebook?
Oh, I'm still that mom.
I love that.
Davey, who is most likely to Google everybody they meet?
I initially said Spence, but then I was still kind of partial on Kayla. So I'm gonna go Kayla. I'm gonna switch to Kayla on this one.
Lasso, who's most likely to Google everybody they meet?
I'm gonna go Spence. Just because Spence Googles everything.
Yeah, he's you know what?
Yeah, he just Googles everything.
And I just realized, too, meat is different than, like, I Google, I know it's weird, but truly, I Google listeners after we've talked to them just because then if I run into you out, I want to know who you are.
That's right. Sure.
But, yeah, Google, if I've met you, I'm not Google. Generally.
Okay.
Interesting. All right, pick another one. One between 1 and 250. We're playing Who in the Room? So your choices are Chet, Spence, Kayla, Davey, or Lasso.
Woo!
Brittany, pick a number.
212.
She likes the bigger numbers. Who in the room is the most stubborn? Boy, that's going to be a good one. Brittany, who in the room is the most stubborn?
Chet?
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. Absolutely.
It could be. Am I really?
Yeah.
Like it's a no doubter for you?
Yeah, but I like that because you're very confident in your opinion about things. So, like, that to me is...
Now, I will agree that you're stubborn, but I will out-stubborn you any day of the damn week.
You're stubborn about being stubborn.
I'm adamant about my stubbornness about being stubborn. So I would pick myself because I know how stubborn I am.
I figured she was going to pick you and I was going to say, not by much.
Right. No, and it's not by much.
It's not by much, if it is at all. Lasso, who's the most stubborn?
I'm going to go Spence. Spence for sure. Spence is just a stubborn guy. He walks around just stubby, you know?
You don't know. Again, do you know college boy, she do doesn't, he doesn't means. Know what the definition of stubborn is.
He's all StubHub, you know.
He's all StubHub.
Stubby. <He's> stupid.
I'm going to agree with Spence.
I can't even pull it together. I'm sorry, Davey. What?
I've worked with the two of you for almost the same amount of time, and yeah, it's close, but I would say Spence.
Oh, yeah. It's close.
It has to be a tie stubborn. Between the two of you.
You'll hold on to it, though. You'll own it. I'll come in 20 minutes later after being just livid, and I'll come in 20 minutes later and go, I'm sorry, buddy. I was wrong.
That's never happened.
Oh, all the time.
You've never come in and apologized to me.
Not to you.
Okay.
No, not to you, you stubborn bastard. No, of course not. Not to you. Brittany, you want to do one more or do you have to go?
I can do one more.
Yeah, let's do one more. I want to do one more.
This is exciting.
Let's do one more. I love this game. Twins, Jinx, you owe me a Coke. Okay, number between 1 and 250, please.
211.
She's...
I
like it. Who in the room would be the hardest to recognize in a picture from their fifth grade photo? Who in the room would be hardest to recognize from a fifth grade photo? Brittany.
I'm going to go with Kayla because girls always have good glow ups.
Oh,
good what?
Glow ups.
Grow ups? What?
Glow up. No. Glow ups?
When you're young and little, and then when you get older, you blossom.
Oh, that's very sweet. No, I literally look exactly like I did in fifth grade.
Me too.
So,
me too. Just less hair.
But the thing is, I would pick you because your head is shaved now, and back then you had hair.
Did you see that picture I put up of me and my dad? And I'm like 4 years old, 5 years old, whatever it is.
Facially,
same guy.
But facially, the same. It's just I've just only ever known you with a shaved head.
You're entitled to your opinion no matter how wrong it is. That's fine. Spence?
Yeah, it's Kayla. She's going to look different.
She's going to look different.
Yeah, she's going to look different.
I figured it was you from fifth grade to now.
Well, I've had a lot of work done. I pointed to my nose and my chin and my breasts.
They are spectacular.
Oh, they really are.
Great work. Kudos to your doctor.
Teardrops.
Kudos to your doctor.
I'm going to prove you guys wrong right now because I'm going to text my mom to send me a pic of me in fifth grade. I literally look exactly the same.
I have no doubt. No, I didn't pick you. I picked him.
Yeah.
I'm with you. Davey.
I'm going to say myself, but I'm having trouble remembering. I was a bleach blonde as a baby.
He had the goatee
in fifth grade.
My hair darkened up, but I don't remember what year, but I want to say that was more middle school. So I look quite a bit different.
Lasso. who is most likely to look the most, what did it say, unrecognizable from their fifth grade photo?
I don't know. This is tough. Maybe you, because I know you told me back in the day, you know, not that this isn't you, I'm not describing you now, but you told me you were, you know, ripped back in the day. Yeah, and, you
in
know,
fifth grade?
In fifth grade was he
I was ripped,
ripped
in fifth
What's
grade.
What's wrong with you? Oh. Seriously.
Well, you know, people, hey, you know, I've seen some ripped fifth graders.
Such a moron. You really are.
And you know what? They're starting them on the weights earlier and earlier now.
Yeah, well, you never know. You want to get a college scholarship, you better get the weights, kid.
Now look what you've done, Brittany.
Jacked elementary school kids.
Just great. Hang on 1 second so we can get you one of the very first Chet Buchanan Show shirts and hats, all right?
All right, perfect.
Thank you so much for being a P1, and thanks for playing the game today.
Thank you.
Yeah. The Chet Buchanan Show. The Chet Buchanan Show.
The Chet Buchanan Show. 90.5
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.